listening to Fakeologist Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to fakeologist.com/radio3. To participate in the chat, go to fakeologist.com/audio chat. Each day, we compress and upload the day's chat, be it big or small. Leave a quick message, do a whole show. All are welcome when it's related to Fakeology. Now, on with today's audio.
Good morning or afternoon or anywhere else in the world, whatever it may be. It's John Adams here on the Fakeologist chat. Just doing a quick, short update on fake stuff. So media is almost entirely cycled out all of these shootings, like Las Vegas, Texas, the car in New York City, the Home Depot truck that ran everybody over, bike people. There was a recent one just, yesterday, the day before, you know, in Northern California, a guy allegedly shot 4 or 5 people at a school because he was mad at his neighbors. That made him, he went and shot up a school, and I'm taking random victims again. Then today in the news, mass killer Charles Manson is hospitalized. And Chris and I at Hoaxbuster have pointed this out time and time. They always bring Charles Manson out in the news at specific times for a specific reason. He is a, for lack of a better word, he's a code. He's a media code bringing out to remind everybody how scary everything is. Because remember Charles Manson, he's a mass killer right now. I don't believe that the Manson murders were real, but I definitely... You know, even in the mainstream narrative, he didn't kill anybody. So he's not a mass killer, but nobody remembers anything. Nobody remembers what happened yesterday or last week or at the Vegas shooting or anything. So they don't remember this. But this is a funny story that just got put out now. Is Texas shooting relative's house burns down. This is interesting because there was a Vegas person whose house allegedly perished in the Northern California fires. So Vegas survivor, she goes back home and then her house allegedly. So you got this house burning down thing. Right as now, interestingly enough, that house caught fire because there was ammo in the garage. The next thing right after that, in the same line of headlines, was that the Senate has put forth a bill to make it stricter when you're getting your background check because of this Texas shooting. They say that in the article that it was a Texas shooting that is pretty identical to some fake reclaim crazy church, and then tear the place down to build a memorial there instead of keeping it up. And so now we've moved into La La Land here. Oh, now somebody who's associated to it, house burned down, was it like a week or two ago, allegedly 2 people who survived the Las Vegas shooting died. A girl who lived actually not too far away from I live allegedly died right after the Vegas shooting, and then a couple were driving their car, and they crashed their car, and it was a fireball is what they said. It was, you know, so bad that you couldn't even tell who was driving. Yeah, you can. I mean, you can make this stuff up because you've seen all this stuff in movies before. So, once again, just had to bring that up. Texas shooting, family members, house burns down in fire. This is just the same old stuff you always see. Also got to remember, too, is that fake terrorist they had out here in California, a black guy, Christopher Dorner, police officer, goes berserk, decides to go kill people. Allegedly, he perished in a fire, too. Allegedly, in a house in the mountains right outside of California, right outside of Los Angeles, up in Big Bear there. And, secluded out in the woods where nobody could see, allegedly, according to this guy, and burned out. So these fake events that they got, one of their things is burning houses, I guess. I don't know. It just... quite odd. But media is quieted down on these events. They bring it up once again right as they're put forth this bill to tighten background checks even harder to buy a gun. And this is a bipartisan bill, by the way. This is both Republicans and Democrats are going for this. So once again, the best way to get a bill passed on guns is to have a Democrat in office. The best way to tighten up on immigration is to have a Democrat in office. Or I'm sorry, Republican in office when best to pass a gun bill. In immigration or anything like that, you do it under the guise of Democrats. It makes perfect sense. You can pass gun bills under Republicans because they have right-wing cover. The right-wingers are never going to think that any Republican is going to pass any gun bill, and if they do, then it must be good because a Republican's doing it. So, in any case, just a short little news update there. I shall speak to y'all soon. Have a good day.
Hi, this is Yesarian, and you're listening to Fakeologist Radio on Fakeologist.com.